Broadening Your Cultural Horizons, written by Junko Kobayashi and Tamara Cohen. Recorded by Judy Venable and
Jack Merluzzi.
Published by Seibido. Chapter 1. Tunnel Vision. Reading. Many people have tunnel vision and don't care to learn from others. It's regrettable. A German-American I came across in the United States lamented and shared his philosophy with me. Emerson says, "Every person I meet is superior to me." I'm in sympathy with Emerson, and learn from others is my motto in life. He then continued, "I like Japanese dignity. When a big earthquake hit Japan several years ago, I watched the victims on TV waiting in long lines for relief goods. I was deeply impressed by the dignity the Japanese displayed. If Americans had been put in such a situation, they wouldn't have been so patient. Japanese people are really patient, and I can learn something from it." Another American said, "I learned Spanish because it was a must for my business. However, many Americans are monolingual. Without any experience learning a foreign language, they can't make out how difficult it is for immigrants to learn English. They are apt to regard people who can't speak English as stupid. They are narrow-minded and only interested in what's going on around them. They have tunnel vision." In Japan, there is a proverb, "Ino naka no kawazu taikai o shirazu." It literally means that frogs living in small wells have no idea what the big ocean is like. It figuratively refers to people who are narrow-minded or naive. This is often true of people who are monolingual. By learning a foreign language, we can view our mother tongue and culture from a broader perspective. Moreover, bilingual people tend to be more empathetic than monolingual people. Learning a foreign language has a variety of secondary benefits. Goethe says, "One who doesn't know a foreign language doesn't know his or her own." Keeping Goethe's words in mind, we should be thankful for being able to discover new things about our mother tongue through learning a foreign language. Suppose that we attempt to express our feelings in English. We will probably become aware that we can't easily translate subtle nuances of the Japanese language into English. We will then realize that the Japanese language has a rich vocabulary of heart, and that the Japanese as a people cherish feelings more than logic.
Listening. Fill in the blanks. 1. Every person I meet is superior to me. 2. I'm in sympathy with Emerson. 3. By learning a foreign language, we can view our mother tongue from a broader perspective. 4. We can discover new things about our mother tongue through learning a foreign language. 5. We will realize that the Japanese language has a rich vocabulary of heart.